For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington, the pastor of Martin Luther King's historic Atlanta church, today entered the race for U.S. Senate. Raphael Warnock of Ebenezer Baptist is running in the special election triggered by Johnny Isaacson's retirement at the end of 2019.
I've always thought that my impact doesn't stop at the church door. That's actually where it starts. And I love this country. And I believe that what makes America so great is that we've always had a path to make it greater.
The Democrat will face appointed Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, Republican Congressman Doug Collins, and other candidates in a so-called jungle primary this November. If no candidate gets above 50%, the top two vote-getters, regardless of party, advance to a runoff election. Georgia's new ballot-marking devices, meanwhile, are still being tested. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on a special House election in southwest Georgia.
Decatur County piloted the machines last November, and elections officials there reported no problems this time around. But Syra Draper, voter protection director for the Democratic Party of Georgia, says poll watchers in Mitchell and Colquitt made different observations.
We saw failures of the poll pads, we saw failures of the BMVs and printers, and we saw failures of the optical scanners.
The Secretary of State's office said it received reports of isolated issues with a scanner and voter access cards and notes they were fixed. All 159 counties should receive their full voting equipment in the next few weeks to prep for the presidential preference primary in March. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
After complaints from flight attendants, Delta is rolling out a new uniform. Employees at the Atlanta-based airline say the current purple uniforms have caused rashes, blisters, respiratory illness, and other problems. They were introduced in 2018. Some employees filed a class action lawsuit against the uniform's manufacturer, Lands End, last year. The company will launch the new uniforms in 2021 and is also giving employees other options in the meantime. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.